And out here in California, it is like, that has been my selling point. They're like, you're going to be 50, so I'm going to sign up. Whether it's Nicole Murphy, you know, years ago when I met her, Eddie Murphy's ex from Hollywood Exes, she was like, you are 7 years older than me, and you're killing it. You know, your ab game is ridiculous. And, you know, Toya, it comes with eating right most of the time. I'm not one of those trainers that believes in taking crash diets, putting on all this muscle mass, but then I'm a female. So, you know, I'm a little different. But I just want, whether they're a celebrity or a person that says, you know what, I'm out here going to college, and I'm trying to be healthy, and I want to be fit. I want to break the generational curses of diabetes, hypertension off my body, you know, out of my body. So I tell them, if you eat right most of the time, incorporate some form of exercise, whether it's dance, weight training, karate. You know, they got Pilates. They have all types of different exercises and programs that are available, whether you have money to hire a personal trainer, or if you just want to take classes at a gym that has, you know, really good instructors. Because the main key is, wherever one connects, that's where the results will come into play.
Right. I definitely agree with my business, you know, that I have with Sensual Elegance Body and selling, you know, the waist trainers. That's what I promote the most. The trainers can sell themselves, so I don't have a problem with that. You know, anybody can see the page, anybody can see, you know, the website, and the items are there. But I like to promote, you know, healthy eating and, you know, some type of, you know, body cleanse or something, you know, because we need that, because we build so much up out of the food, you know, intake, and then just people around you, depending on where you're walking, somebody smoking, or, you know, whatever the case may be, and you need to cleanse your body and get some of that toxic, you know, out. So I that I like to walk the mountains. That's big here in Georgia.
Yes.
We walk the mountains, so I'll videotape, you know, me walking the mountain and, you know, letting people know that I'm not pushing a product on you. I'm trying to also show you it's a better way, you know, to live and be healthy, because there's so much out there, like you said, you know, diabetes and, you know, things like that, that we are a high risk for. And when I started selling these, my whole vision of it was, you know, my grandmother died at almost 100, but she died of natural causes. I never watched her take pills, but I also used to be a nurse. And so I worked with, you know, the elderly, and I was like, I want to go out natural too.
Right.
Let me, you know, go out. I mean, I'm 42, so I'll be 43 in October. So, you know, yes.
Girl,
so, you know, I don't want to get into having a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I'm taking pills. I'd rather Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I may be planning a meal, you know, planning for myself or something, or, you know, I'm doing a detox or whatever. I would rather be doing that than, you know, to be dependent on the pills, because sometimes those kind of things, it can make your body crash, you know, when you're prone to a lot of those pills. So that's what I try to promote, and that's why I started, you know, reaching out, you know, to people who, like yourself, are personal trainers, you know, people who deal with, you know, wellness and fitness, because people to hear it not just from me, but someone who is a professional and, you know, who can give, you know, some information so it all makes sense, you know, with what it is that I'm doing and where I'm trying to go with this. So, you know, again, I'm just definitely happy to be able to have this segment and, you know, get people on and, you know, to be able to talk, because now people can hear me and hear other people, opposed to it just being something on social media.
Gotcha. I totally agree.
So that's definitely where I'm going with this. So with you, what got you started into even wanting to be a personal trainer, and then, you know, just working into having, you know, your own type of fitness with the Body by Gwen?
Well, you know what? I actually got started about 15 years ago. I was working as a legal secretary for a law firm. And, girl, back then you had to work with, like, three attorneys. One, I was the one person that did all the work for all three attorneys, and I was stressed out. And what happens when you're stressed? You eat usually poorly, because You don't eat breakfast, mm-hmm. which we know is a big no-no because you got to what? Break the fast yep. from the night before, right? That's why it's called mm-hmm. breakfast. In addition to that, I was still young enough where your body continuously changes. As you know, I'm getting a little thicker here or I'm not as, your body starts to change. So I started working out mainly because I'm only 5'2", and I was like, they would say, you're going to get big. And I was like, okay, no. So I would stress, and I said, well, let me go work out. And do you know, for someone who never played a sport, I'm in amazement because people would come up to me and say, you know what, if you were a trainer, I would work with you because you look the part. And I just care about people. So I said, you know what, let me go ahead and get certified. I taught spin class. That was what I did, Soya, before I even taught personal training, was spin class.
Wow.
Yeah, girl. And then I parlayed into personal training and boot camps. I just really saw how, as a woman of color, that corporate America has a way of being very cruel to women of come a little
yes.
overweight. You know, the world is just not kind. I don't care with an African American
president right.
or not.
Right.
So that people don't understand. People have thyroid conditions. People have been molested. People do not truly understand why some people are carrying this baggage of what I call extra
mm-hmm.
weight. You know, so
mm-hmm.
I said, Lord, if you allow me to do, you know, he's preserved me, as we can see, at 50. I look pretty much the same
right.
at 38, but at 50. So I said, Lord, if you continue to preserve me, I'm going to make sure that I can take care of every woman out there and child. I mainly work mainly with women and children. I don't really,
mm-hmm.
you know, my husband, I respect my marriage, and a lot of times training, you know, the opposite sex, it just brings on a little bit too much. So
right.
I'm not for that. If I can avoid it, you know, but discernment is everything. But
right.
I just saw that it just made me feel better, and there is no greater reward. As you know, with the waist, I can't even say the sensual waist thing, girl, for me, now, I'll be honest, those waist cinchers, honey, they really do help your waist. You feel tighter. You feel leaner. They
mm-hmm.
do help reduce the toxins. And for me, now, I have my, you know, I'm blessed with my six-pack. I've got great genetics. Again, I attribute it to a great deal of eating healthy 85% of the time. But do you know, you probably didn't know, I have 3 degenerative discs on the right side. So do you know when I wear my waist cincher from you, girl, my posture is great. So people, you guys need to know, it's not just a vanity thing, these waist cinchers that she's providing you with, because those of us that have bad backs, you get to wear those underneath your garment. You're able to be flexible in movement while working out, keeping your posture straight, so therefore you don't re-injure or injure yourself. So it's a lot more than just vanity. But the great thing about it is they're so cute. You know, you got these
right.
colors. And so it's like you don't have to get embarrassed like, oh, Lord, my shirt is rolling up and they got, they'll see this crazy looking thing like back in the day, 10 years ago.
Right, right.
But now, I mean, with the items that you have, it's just, you know, it's just such a blessing. And I always tell women, whatever makes you feel beautiful, honey, you are God's
right.
creation, the heart of your home. Everything falls back on mom or the woman. So I feel
mm-hmm.
like whatever makes you feel beautiful, wear it and continue to eat right, to stay tight and work out, and you just feel better because when you take care of you, you have so much more to give.
Right. And that's pretty much what, again, you know, I try to push out to the women, because it is about your posture. And, you know, I like how there is the workout, you know, trainers that are different than the latex. And I try to, you know,
right.
express that, because a lot of people go work out on their own. You know, they don't,
mm-hmm.
you know, get a trainer or whatever. They'll go work out, but you're not even being effective. And people go to the gym and wonder, well, why am I not losing, or why is
right.
it not tightening up? Because, one, you're not postured correctly, and you don't have, you know, enough muscle pulling in the right places to,
correct.
You know,
correct.
To get the abs and to get, you know,
mm-hmm.
to build the muscle. So that's what I like about the trainers, because it does that. And then just every day, if you're a woman and, you know, sits at a desk all day, you can,
oh, yes.
you know, get bad posture from that. And
most
then
definitely.
When you're older, you have that arch in your back, which makes
mm-hmm.
it very complicated to move around as you get older. So it does help with the posture, even the women who wear the vest, because it's a complete, you know, cover from your shoulders, you know, down to your hips.
Yes.
You're now completely
yes.
covered, and it's keeping you straight, and it's keeping you sitting up, and you're breathing, you know, correctly, and you don't feel tired because your oxygen is flowing like it is supposed to, you know,
correct.
Opposed to you being, you know, hunched over and, you know, like we, you know, if you have that midsection just kind of drop down, you're hunched over, and you're not breathing properly. And when you don't have enough oxygen getting to the brain, you get tired. You get tired, you're
right.
fatigued, you know, you can pass out, like, you know, anything. So I try to express why they're made and why I'm selling them, and that's why. Because if I can, you know, touch anybody, you know, make women feel, you know, better about themselves and make them want to get out and make them, you know, want to get that favorite shirt or that favorite dress
right.
or, you know, whatever. Because a lot of times as women, you know, we are self-conscious. You know, we are self-conscious
right.
about how we look, and we want to look a certain way. And it may be a relationship or anything that you went through, and it made you just, like, give up. And I
right.
have a lot of women, you know, who email me that they may never buy a product, but the type of person that I am, and I understand, and I'm doing this from my heart, whether you buy anything from me or not, I'm still going to spend a couple hours with you through an email and consultate you. And I've had women just tell other women, like, okay, well, you might buy something from her only because she took the time to talk to me, and it helped me, and she wanted, you know, she got me to want to detox and kind of cleanse myself and, you know, start trying to lose the weight, because everybody can't fit the garment. Everybody can't fit them. But I can help you, you know, get down to where maybe you can, or at least you're comfortable enough with, you know, going into the gym, which is another thing that I'm, you know, getting ready to get into, because I love to be able to have items that are for, you know, plus size women, because everybody is not a small, medium, or large. That's
exactly.
just not reality. So I don't even sell products, you know, from manufacturers if you can't give me at least a 5 or 6X. If you can't give
right.
me that, then I can't do business with you, because then, you know, I'm only catering to certain women, and I'm a woman. And what if I was a 5X? I'm not going to sell something that I can only give to someone who's an extra large. That's just
right.
not, that's just not reality. The goal is to get you down and to get you where you're healthy and you're comfortable and you feel good about, you know, yourself. So that's why I do what I do, you know,
yeah.
just definitely trying to touch people. So I have another question for you. Because you do deal with a lot of different clients, and I know you do the boot camps and things like that, what types of workout trainings that you do, you know, provide, if there are, you know, people listening who are in California and may want to come out?
Well, you know, when it comes to my personal training, everybody is, it's like I actually interview each individual. There are those that have worked out before, so you have, they kind of have an idea of what it's like to work out with the trainer, and they kind of have a form of familiarity with the machines, the weights, you know, as dumbbells, bands, because I use it all. That's why I call it Body by Gwen. The main reason is because, see, for me, my abdominals will go crazy. They will take off, and I get the reaction that I want. The immediate results come quickly for me there. But a lot of people
right.
say, for instance, you might say, okay, girl, what do we say we want to work? We want to work our legs. Men never want to work their legs. We women want our legs tight and toned. But we
right.
go into a gym and we don't do it. So when you have a trainer such as mine, I've been in the game so long that I can look at a woman and say, okay, well, this is the area that you need motivation. See, that's what I call it. I am awesome at motivating people because I want to bring out your best. So I mix it up. So you're not going to just do a leg extension machine. You're going to do some lunges, and you may not like them, but you're going to do it because I'm constantly reiterating how you're going to be tight and toned, how we mix it up. I mean, you just never know. But with reference to each individual has their own type of workout. You know, there's some people that have bad backs, so I have to do a lot of their work on their back or back-supported
right.
Apparatuses, because you never want to injure anyone.
Right.
My boot camps, I have two classes a week out here in the valley in Granada Hills, and I have people that come in that have never even worked out, and they're like, well, can I do your class? Because they think that because of how I look, I'm going to try to kill them. But if you come in and it's from zero, just like you could be a beginner and an advanced all in one class with me, because it's about proper weight selection I give them. It's about bringing out, as I said, the person's best. So you might be able to do leg raises. You know, you lie on your back for your lower, that little tummy area, the lower, I call it that little pouch. So you might be stronger doing that, okay, with the hands underneath your bottom, leg raises. Another person may be stronger doing crunches, the upper part. So I will have it where you do this part, that person does that part when it's a class setting. And everybody walks away feeling like, you know what, I achieved it. I can't believe I could do it. I didn't think I would be able to do it. But I jump on the ground with them, Soya. I'm the kind of trainer that, you know, I may look cute in my pictures or halfway decent, but, honey, I am, like, dressed like, are you going to war, Gwen? Are you going to Iraq? Because it's not about me. And I'm on the scene, girl, for my people. I'm like, what you got on these big old baggy clothes? I said, I'm grown, first of all, and I need to be able to get on my knees and help you work through that last set.
Right.
I need to help pull you. That's when you feel like, you know what, I walked away, and I feel encouraged. I feel like I can do it. It's talking properly to the people. It's because all money's not good, and my classes range from anywhere from $20, you know, for in a class setting, and you get the food plan. Then I have, you know, training that starts anywhere from 40 on up to 100 and something. Because to me, Soya, my number one key is this. Personal training, most trainers will say, yes, da-da-da and da-da-da. They say they're still, right? But I truly believe if you care about the people, there should be a way it can be affordable. You know, because it should be affordable. We're at a place in day and age where people are dropping off because of stress. In their 40s, I mean, out here in California, the stress level is ridiculous. I'm sure it is in Georgia as well. But when you are stressed, you don't eat right. I mean, people need to, like you said, they need to detox. They got to go to the, how often are they having bowel movements? How often are they eating green vegetables and dark leafy vegetables and, you know, changing the size of those Starbucks drinks? I mean, I tell them, look, I'm not going to tell you cut it all the way out because then you're going to binge. But if you're drinking that very large one, the venti, every day, I'm going to break it down to a grande every day. Then you're going to go to the tall. And then you know what's going to happen? I'm going to put so much positive into you and give you some alternatives to where you see, wait a minute, I feel better. When you feel better, you, like you said, you walk better, you're nicer, you're kinder. And then so many doors begin to open for you. But this home, our body, the home that God gave us, that temple has got to be healthier. And that's my main thing, whether they're rich or whether they're not as rich. Everybody has a heart, and they deserve, everyone deserves to be fit and fabulous at whatever age they are.
Yes, ma'am. I definitely agree. So, Gwen, tell everybody where they can actually go to find you, if there's any social media, or go ahead and give them your website.
Yeah, bodybygwen, GWEN.com. That's my website. And, girl, I'm starting to tweet. So I'm at Bolden. It's BOLDEN2, and I don't know about Instagram. I'm on that as well as Gwen Bolden Smith. And you know what? I'm just excited about your segment that you're having on health and wellness because people need to know. See, when they look at television, you know, I work with Cherie Fletcher from Hollywood X's. I train Smokey Robinson's wife, Frances, and so often you will see the product of they got their Spanx on, they got, you know, they've worked out really hard, they ate right for the last, you know, 2 months to get ready for this show, this premiere, but it has got to be a lifestyle. And that's what I've done for myself. I don't even like to say a cheat day because I don't want my husband cheating on me. It would never be good. So I don't like to go cheap, and I don't like loss because if we lose the weight, we might be able to find it again. So sometimes I prefer to say, let's just make some lifestyle changes. Think about it. When you want to be promoted on your job, they tell you, come in early. You don't have a problem, right? Because you want to make that money.
Right.
You want to go to the next level.
Right.
So get up a little earlier. Do your little video. Get up, I mean, it's a little bit good. It can be 10 minutes every morning.
Mm-hmm.
10 minutes will get 15 minutes. 15 minutes will get 20. And before you know it, your body craves to be moved like that and to work out.
Right.
I mean, honestly. You will, you know, you get those girls that are like, I'm going to do it with you. And a lot of times people, they don't have the same intention and motivation like you do it. So you got to do it and do it by yourself. Put your music on and take care of you because, look, you live with you when it's all said and done. So So mm-hmm. care of you. Yeah, and again, Sway, I appreciate you letting me come into the ATL.
Yes.
Back in the day, you know, I worked your boy out, Usher. And
okay.
he was visiting out here. Yeah, girl, back when that Confessions album, and he was laughing at me, but just a good guy. Atlanta's good. Yeah, girl. So,
we are definitely the Black Hollywood out here.
Yes, yes, you are.
Definitely.
And that's a great thing.
Yes. Yes, it definitely is. I definitely like being out here. I've been here 13, 14 years. And, you know, just making my moves and, you know, like I said, connecting with, you know, Nikki Ridge. We do what we can. You know, we're global. I know my business, you know, is global. I reach out to a lot of women all over the world. So I'm always kind of up 24/7 sometimes. So,
all right.
You know, that happens. But, you know, again, I like to talk to people and touch people. And, you know, that's what it's all about. So if somebody's taking the time to reach out to me and my business, I'm definitely going to give them, you know, that time because I appreciate it. So we're going to go ahead and we are going to close. Everybody knows where they can reach me. If you go to Nikki Rich's page, you'll see me everywhere. You can definitely find me on Instagram at SENELE Body. You can find me on Facebook at Saoya Brock. Definitely check out my website. The link is in my bio. And we're going to close out, Gwen. I definitely thank you for coming on the show, as well as you also being my endorser. So I am very excited about that, that you, you know, want to assist me, you know, with getting my products out and me assisting you with letting people know, hey, if you're in California, which I do have a lot of women from L.A., you know, I can definitely, you know, encourage them to come your way and to check you out, definitely. So we definitely appreciate you for being on the show. Appreciate Nikki Rich for allowing us to have, you know, this segment and being able to talk. And everyone, we just wish you all the best, peace and love, and God bless you all, and you enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you.
Mama said, you're pretty good.